Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. Sven, thank you as always for joining me today.
It's a pleasure to be here.
So let's talk about last night's Perry City Council meeting. You started off your City Administrator's report with some talk about the budget. So what is going on with the current budget of Perry?
Well, every year we start the budget process kind of mid-January, so this week we're having the first round of work sessions with our departments, and then from that, on February 2nd at 9 o'clock, we'll be having a budget work session with City Council, kind of presenting all of those requests from the departments to Council, really kind of diving into some of the nitty-gritty about what's going on in some of the departments and their needs and their capital requests for the year. After that, we go back to another round with the departments and kind of work through a little bit more nitty-gritty of the budget and then take that back to Council for another work session. And then we will set a public hearing and then hold the public hearing, which then approves the city staff to certify the budget with the state.
All right. Any surprises on this year's budget? Any fighting that you anticipate or anything like that? Or people usually just go with the flow as far as it's concerned?
You know, people, departments really understand, you know, where the city is at financially. Financially, we're strong, we're solvent, but there's not a lot of extra there. Luckily, local option sales tax did pass, so we're going to be able to do a little bit more than we have done in the past with local option sales tax and investing that back into the community. So that's really exciting for this budget year. We're really looking forward to that. But, you know, there's a lot of projects out there to be done. You know, sometimes it's difficult to spread that money around in a way that is most effective. It's kind of like I'm so passionate about each of these departments that it's hard to kind of cross off projects. I'd love to do all the projects that the departments come up with, but sometimes all of the money just isn't quite there.
Fair enough. Now, a couple of the projects that are going on right now, kind of nearing completion, it seems. The first is the sewer project on 16th Street, and then the other is the Sallyport project.
Yep, 16th Street sewer. It's taking a little bit longer than they expected. They had to dig down just about 30 feet to be able to reach that sewer line. So they're actually, when you're out on 141, you'll see the crane there because they're actually going to lower the boring machine into that hole to be able to bore up to where they can actually dig out and work normally. So it's really kind of a complicated process, but I think the project will turn out just great. Another thing we have going right now is the Sallyport addition on the police department. It's 90-something percent complete. We're just kind of working on, you know, hooking up doors, getting steps built, things like that. So probably next couple of weeks we should be able to really kind of start to use it as a Sallyport. Now that the doors are hooked up, we could probably start putting some vehicles inside, so that would be helpful.
All right. We will keep an eye on those and see their progress as we go here. Next, one of the action items was involving turkey vultures and a permit to basically allow you guys to hang dead turkey vultures once again this year.
Yep, this is a federal permit that allows the city to harvest turkey vultures in order to hang effigies in trees. And that was really kind of more or less off the recommendation of the Iowa DNR. A lot of communities have the same issue of turkey vultures in their community. And this is the best thing that they found is to actually hang a dead turkey vulture in a tree. It's a little gruesome, but it works. And I know the people in the neighborhoods that have the trees where the turkey vultures roost, it's definitely worth the trade-off for them. So we also discussed a couple of other options that we could possibly implement. Councilman Berkland had found a solar kind of robotic owl decoy. So that could be an option if we can find that and maybe hang that in a tree, see how that works. It's just so tough because you almost have to hang something in every single tree and all over the water tower to really push them out of town. Otherwise, they just move from one tree to another, and then you take something out of one tree and move it to another, and they move back to the tree that you just took something out of. So it's difficult at times, but it's just kind of something we have to manage through.
Definitely a battle.
Yeah, but this permit is something we do every year to be able to kind of help fight that issue in the neighborhoods.
All right. Well, we will keep an eye on that battle as it progresses as well. Next, a couple action items regarding the soccer complex. What's the latest in the long history of the soccer complex project?
Yeah, so the most important thing from last night is issuing a request for quotes to finish up some of the areas off of the fields. Last fall, we were able to get all of the fields seeded. Some of the fields were done early enough that they actually started coming up, and they looked really great. The surface was nice and even. And then the other two fields were done a little bit later, so we did that with a dormant seed. So as soon as the conditions improve in the spring and we start to have the snow melt and the ground warm up, that seed will just start coming up on its own. So as soon as the weather turns, we'll have grass growing on all of the fields. So this work is mostly for in between the fields, around the trail and around the pond, just kind of cleaning up some rutting and reseeding some areas that had some difficulties. So,
all right. So it still could be ready to go late summer?
We're hopeful if we have a nice spring that helps keep it watered and a summer that's not too hot and dry, I think we'd have a pretty good chance of maybe having some light soccer games on those fields, possibly like after Labor Day or something.
All right. I know people are very anxious to see that finally come to fruition.
Yep.
All right. One last thing to talk about here is also mentioned in your city administrator's report. That was the leadership training, and that seems to be going pretty well.
Yeah. At our last meeting in December, we approved a grant application through DMAC for the Iowa Jobs Training Program to hold some leadership training for our department heads and kind of that second level of leadership within our departments. Some department heads, police department had their sergeants there. So I think that was a really great opportunity to get everybody together. You know, I had several people come up to me afterwards and just, they said, you know, I've been to this kind of leadership stuff before and it's never really that great, but this was awesome. So I'm really excited to be able to keep going forward with that. We have a few sessions yet about every other month through September. So I'm really hoping that builds the cohesiveness of our team and helps everybody understand. I learned, my partner was Susie, and I learned stuff about her and how she operates and works and thinks that I've worked with her for 5 years and didn't know some of that stuff. I found that very valuable, and that was just the first session. So we're really excited about it. I think it's going to do some great things for our leadership team.
All right. Sounds like it. City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you wanted to let people know about today?
Not that I know of.
All right. Well, thank you as always for joining me. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks for having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.